time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Today, we have two callers on the line from San Diego. Nancy Parton is with us. Nancy, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And Ron Morabello as well. Ron, welcome to PT.
Thank you very much. I also am delighted to be involved.
Glad to have you both. And Nancy, would you explain your musical background and your relationship to Ron?
Oh, sure. I've had a lifelong love of music and played piano, violin, and guitar growing up, and resumed taking piano about 8 years ago. Actually, I cajoled my neighbor, Ron, my piano teacher, into being with me here today.
So is Ron like your drafted backup on the air with you?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And Ron Morabello, you're a graduate of Juilliard, is that correct?
I am, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So not a bad backup to have for Nancy. All right. Well, Nancy, we'll start with you after Bruce plays the puzzler. We'll see how you do and then bring Ron in as a backup for you. And I can be your second alternate because I don't know what's coming either. So if we all get stuck, we can all brainstorm about this together, okay?
Great.
Excellent. Here is your piano puzzler from Bruce Adolph.
Goodness, Bruce, that was beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
So, Nancy, what do you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, I want to say that I hear Baroque.
You could say that. That would be good.
And possibly Bach?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, there you go.
There you have it.
Easy as that, Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, that was what I would think of as the easy part. Trying to figure out the tune is...
That's tricky.
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
Well, I would ask you whether you think it's in the treble or the bass, the tune.
You know, I wondered that and thought, oh gosh, I'm not concentrating enough on that bass. And I wondered
yes, well,
if that was the revealing part of the puzzler.
Yes.
So you may need to hear that again.
I think so. Now, so basically what gave you Bach really was the right hand. And the tune is pretty much in the left hand, and it's very slow, and all the harmonies Pretty much. I wouldn't say all, but a very high percentage of the harmonies that come out of that right hand don't really go with that tune.
So, Nancy, you heard the sound of Bach right away. Mm-hmm. Now, you did enlist the help of your piano teacher, Ron, who's there with you. Do you want to give Ron a shot at naming the tune, or do you want to hear it again and see if you can hear it and see if you can name it?
I think we'd like to hear it again because I was personally just focusing on the composer of the classical style.
And I would say if you try to concentrate on the left hand, it may seem like an easy thing to do, but it's not so easy because the right hand is definitely distorting the gravity of the left hand. By gravity, I mean the harmonic give and take.
Well, we have one thought, which maybe came to both of us at the same time. Mm-hmm. Are we steering perhaps towards Auld Lang Syne?
Yes.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, we could hear it better now because before the right hand, which of course has all of the ornate stuff, was so obtrusive, you know, that it was just hard to hear.
It was so masterful.
Yeah,
great job. We
got that this time. Yeah.
Well, one of the strange things about the tune in the left hand, it's not just that it's slow, but harmonically it's very disturbing. So, for example, when you have...
Yeah.
Right here, you would, you know... But what you have is this.
Yeah.
It's not resolving the way the tune does.
Yeah. What I did is I used the resolutions. I moved them over so that harmonically the tune does fit with the right hand, but the cadences are not in the places you expect them.
Because Also, has the rhythm of the Auld Lang Syne been preserved except it's in augmentation?
Yes. It's exactly the same, only it's very, very,
very slow. Very
slow,
yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
so slow that you could easily just forget it's there.
Particularly, yeah.
Well, Nancy and Ron, well done. Nancy, you named the composer right away, Johann Sebastian Bach, whose style Bruce was imitating, and you found your way to naming the tune Auld Lang Syne. So nicely done.
Well, Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure being on the program.
It's been fun here, too.
Great having you both, Nancy Parton and Ron Morabello from San Diego. And Nancy, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
Well, I listen to you via the podcast.
Online at yourclassical.org, the Piano Puzzler podcast. Nancy Parton, thank you so much for joining us for the Piano Puzzler today.
Oh, thank you.
And Ron Morabello, Nancy's piano teacher, thank you as well.
Well, we enjoyed it. Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.